Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Whose idea was this?
Mine.
You brought the audio with you today?
Who's Magic Johnson?
No, no, play it.
Diane?
Who's Wayne
this
Gretzky?
Isn't the one.
Wayne Gretzky. We're talking about hockey.
That's not the one.
What I played is not the same thing.
Why would you play it? Speak, say
Do you know
something.
How the system works? Do you look at the system? You see there's all different buttons that show up
No, we
there?
Don't look at the system. We don't know anything about the system.
This really has not worked out well at all.
All because you had to ask a stupid question.
So this is Ken Jennings' audio.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Do horses eat ore?
On 98.7 ESPN.
Off the rails today, DNR, 98.7 ESPN. This is the big 9 o'clock hour. You got the big Thursday open tomorrow, my friend.
I do, yeah. Very excited.
There is a lot of college basketball on today.
All right, so I'm reading an article from 10:33 last night.
All right.
It says that Robert Kennedy Jr. has selected a vice presidential nominee and will announce his decision within the next 2 weeks. He told CNN on Tuesday.
I don't even know what to say.
I guess, by him
choosing, that person has agreed to it, you would
correct.
Think.
Right. Knows so, that they will be the choice.
I'm not even kidding. Like, I know this is funny. We joke around and it's a disaster and comical and all those things. If I'm Woody, I calmly call Aaron now. What's your plan? Because he knows. RFK has decided who it
sounds like is RFK knows, which means the person that he's asking to be his running mate also knows.
Right. It doesn't sound like he's asking. It sounds like that's already defined.
Right.
Is this you? It is. We're done.
Well, you have to know. One way or another, you have to know. You have to. And it sounds like Jesse Ventura has already kind of insinuated that he would give it serious consideration. And those are the two, I guess, that are the ones still standing.
Top of the list.
I guess.
I don't know what to say.
Well, how would you know what to say? First of all, we don't know if it's true or not.
What do you mean?
We don't know if this is true or not.
That it's going to be Rodgers?
No, that this is actually, that this is something that he's really...
Well, it sounds like it is.
Well, we haven't heard from him yet. Like, you heard from, like, I'm telling you that from all the things I've read, it's like Jesse Ventura has already said he would give this serious consideration. He's
well,
been
you've
involved
heard
in
reports
politics.
That he's been speaking to RFK about this.
Well, they've been, yes. Well, that's a report, and they're very friendly. It's just like, I mean, again, talking out of both sides of your mouth, you just said... Last week we heard it? I could play 2 more years, 3 more years, or 4 more years.
Last week.
To now, and those are, you've clearly, if you want to believe what we've read, this is a conversation you've had with RFK Jr. over the last month.
Right.
So you've already had these conversations.
So maybe this is nothing.
Maybe it's nothing.
Maybe this is an absolute nothing. Then you know what? Squash it. Come out today. You go on a podcast, you go on TV, you do something every time you want to get a message across. Get this message
across.
Well,
it feels like we're going to have to wait 2 weeks.
So now we have to play this game with him? Get the message across. Of course I'm
Unless
not running.
Unless he wants to ruin his buddy's surprise.
And make this drag out for weeks.
I'm just going to pull myself right out of this thing.
Yeah, but Woody needs to know. You're
100%
Even if you plan to leave, or you don't plan to leave, whatever your plan is, you owe it to your employer to at least be decent and honest with them, no?
Well, I think it completely changes your offseason.
Well, you go from a win now to I don't know what the hell you'd be.
Yeah, well, the expectations completely change depending on what happens with... With what you do at quarterback.
Well, now you're in the market for a quarterback. Now Justin Fields becomes a legitimate piece that you would have to at least consider.
Yeah, or even consider trying to trade up from 10.
Right. Maybe you like J.J. McCarthy now.
I mean, maybe try to get to 5 so you can get one of the quarterbacks.
Great. Rodgers will leave. Jets will move to 5. Giants will miss out on J.J. McCarthy.
How good would that be?
Oh, that'd be great. RG, can you imagine if RFK and Aaron Rodgers are ruining the Giants' future?
Even better, this would even be the best. is it goes Caleb Williams, it goes Jaden Daniels, and then it goes J.J. McCarthy at three, and then we swoop in at five.
I take Drake May. Rodgers gone. He's touring the country campaigning, and now I don't get a quarterback because of it.
What happens that Monday? Do you even show up to work?
I give up.
You ever feel like life's just not real? I'm sitting here right now hearing you say these things, and you said, can you just imagine where this world plays out? And I'm sitting here, I'm like, you know what? Not that. It's not zero. The percentage is not zero.
I listened to Steph Curry the other day talk about it.
He wants to run for president.
They asked him the question, yeah.
After his NBA career.
But he's also not being asked to be a vice president right now. I mean, does that change? I've accomplished everything I can in the NBA. Now it's time to run.
Maybe we're looking at it wrong.
Don't think we are. No. I want to believe we're not.
Maybe we're looking at Aaron Rodgers' window to win a Super Bowl. Is it still open? Maybe we need to look at it through the lens of, is his window to run the country open right now? And should he pursue that window?
Is my fan tunnel open?
I'll tell you what. This is a higher calling.
I'll tell you, Rick. You know that I have been very anti ever leaving your team. But there is in the bylaws a loophole that says
your quarterback runs
if starting
for
quarterback decides to leave team in the 11th hour and try to run for vice president of the country, you have an out.
Rule 76-2B.
Yes.
Oh God.
I just can't believe we're in a world right now where that's really a thought that's going through.
It is.
It feels like there's a podcast or a Pat McAfee appearance coming.
Very soon.
It sounds like two weeks.
Special announcement. If he says nothing for days, you're just going to get more nervous.
But how could he now, though?
But he can tell Woody.
No. I'm to say, how would we know?
We might not know. Jets acquired Justin Fields.
And then you would know. Then you get a pretty good idea of what's happening.
I got to tell you, Jets acquired Justin Fields and they move on from Aaron Rodgers. I don't think it's the worst thing in the world.
Imagine if that was a thought process like what Rodgers just said, though, and he's like thinking to himself, he's like, okay, with this, I don't really love the offensive line. Feels like this whole Super Bowl window thing is kind of closed. But this whole vice president thing, that window is wide open.
Wide open.
Wide open.
Be the start of my political career. He now becomes the most eligible bachelor in the country, maybe.
I don't love my RFK Jr. He's like, I don't love my chances, but you know, if I put Aaron Rodgers on this ticket, we got a real good chance. I can't believe we're really having this conversation right now.
It doesn't feel like it's real life, right? I mean, I feel like I'm in the Onion, like I'm living out an Onion story.
Yeah, pretty much.
Let's go to Mike in Roxbury. Say hi, Mike. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy belated, Dave.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say, I know you pose him as Jesse the Body, and that's his history in wrestling, but the guy's a former Navy SEAL, and if I'm not mistaken, he was either governor or senator of Minnesota. Like, he's got some credentials that at least, you know, apply him to the position where this guy, he locks himself in a box like he's Chavez doing peyote here. Like, do we really want him in a position of power?
But it's not even about the political thing. We're not making it political at all.
Is it something that he wants to do?
Right.
Jesse Ventura, also after being the governor of Minnesota, signed on to the XFL as a sideline reporter and chased the coach of the New Jersey. Do you remember that? Where he chased down the coach of the Hitmen and said he's afraid of me? Do you remember that?
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, please. Please let this be real.
No.
RJ, what do you want to have happen here?
Don't laugh.
I mean, if there's a God above, please let this be a real story.
So I'm saying Vince McMahon
maybe
should
announces
be in the running
his candidacy
this.
On McAfee. How good would that be for ESPN ratings?
Can you imagine I can't even think about this. The press conference where you have all the representatives.
Beat reporters.
Would it be on the...
Rich Cimini.
Yeah,
imagine if Rich Cimini was the press house secretary.
Oh, my God.
Get Rich right now.
It's like a Chappelle skit.
Might be better than his offensive line.
This is like the Chappelle skit. We found a yellow cake.
What kind of cap space do they have for the Secret Service?
That's right. What's our weaponization?
I'll tell you what, the Secret Service could probably keep them safer than the offensive line right now, right? Just line those guys up front. You'll be fine.
As cabinet members, he brings in Randall Cobb.
Nathaniel Hackett.
Randall Cobb will always have a job.
Even the Secretary of Defense. Do we have a Secretary of Offense? I'd like to bring in Nathaniel Hackett for that.
Chief Strategy Officer. This is Nathaniel Hackett.
He no one will hire him, but we'll take him.
This is the hardest I've ever laughed on the show. David Bakhtiari.
Yes. Health is no concern. He'll be the
Minister of Defense.
No, he'll be the Minister of Medicine. What was Siebert Coop?
You're the worst. You guys are the worst. I mean, come on.
Secretary of State.
Oh, God.
Take a call, would you please?
Joe Montclair. Hi, Joe.
Guys, good morning. I got to say, the show is always good. I don't think it's ever been funnier than it is today. I just, living in the fairy tale world, right, we're already frustrated with the flags. You can't hit a quarterback. So it's 15 yards in a first down. What exactly, if you hit Aaron Rodgers, he's the vice president, what's the flag for treason?
You can't do both. You cannot do both. He's not doing both. He's either going to run for vice president or he's going to be my quarterback. We're not doing both.
Yeah, well, to be fair, I mean, he's not quarterbacking the Jets now, so he has some free time.
But the intent is to come back and be the quarterback of the Jets.
Yes.
C. Everett Koop was Surgeon General. That'd be David Bakhtiari.
I got to tell you, Donald Driver, Transportation Secretary.
He'd bring all his guys.
Let's just spend the rest of the hour filling out the cabinet.
Al Lazard.
Hey, this is...
What was Condoleezza Rice's role? We could give that to Alan Lazard.
Oh, my God.
It's so good.
It's not good.
It's come on. The only reason it's not good for you is because it's your team.
Yeah, because it's the Jets.
Right. If this was, you'd be rollicking in the frivolity of this.
Yeah, it would be funny if it was someone else's team.
Right. Dave in the car. Hi, Dave. You're on 98.7.
Hey, what's up, guys? Rick, I like what you said earlier about trying to lock this story down and, like, stop the talk about it. When you look at the Jets organization, I mean, I think the undoing of the organization right now is that no one is controlling the gossip column. You know, Sauce Gardner makes a crack about the guy who the Chiefs took back, and he's like, he didn't earn his stripe when he's with the Jets. The guy already has a Super Bowl ring. He's earned some stripes in this league.
He's got three.
In my opinion... Exactly. So in my opinion, and you're right, both you guys are right, if they don't kill this story today, it's a lock that the Jets are going to be unsuccessful this year. Because the last thing this team can afford to do is run their mouths and have just the slightest bit of ego because they have Aaron Rodgers. They've proved nothing with him. The AFC is stacked. They're not even in the top five in the AFC with Rodgers healthy because they haven't even finished filling out their roster. They really need to control this and shut off all the chatter. That's my two cents on this.
You're right. I mean, it is funny, but in actuality, there is some...
No, it's funny because you could believe it. Because it is the Jets.
But there is some realness to this. You need to stop this. You don't need to say who's going to be the vice president for RFK Jr. You need to come out and say it's not going to be me.
At least the ownership. At least the Joe Douglas to somebody.
But why not? Why not?
Well, because I don't know if he can do that now with everything that's going on and the fact that this is... I mean, his name is mentioned in this, and it sounds like within the next 2 weeks that this will be announced. I don't know how that relationship is or what they've talked about, but I mean, it's just we can't get out of our own way. We can't. We always become a punchline. We always become a laughing stock, and it doesn't end. Even like, oh hey, you know, we have this. And you go through the schedule, and you're all excited. Aaron Rodgers is going to be our quarterback. High aspirations. Look at all these primetime games. You got this game, that game. Oh, look at the Black Friday game. Jets want to be the Black Friday game moving forward. Can't even do that right. Can't even lose right.
Nope. This would be rock bottom.
Like, you got the fail mare. You got the butt. Like, you name it.
Yeah,
we have it.
This would be like my quarterback left to run for vice president on the RFK Jr. ticket. Like, this would be the worst of the worst. This would be the biggest fail, most embarrassing thing in the history of the Jets. This would make the butt fumble look like the David Tyree catch.
I don't know about that, but butt fumble's pretty bad.
You want to hear Sauce Gardner from the pivot, by the way?
Yeah, let's
pivot. What the caller was talking about, he discusses Mecole Hardman not earning his stripes with the Jets.
If you really know what it is, what it takes to win, you're going to make sure you let the team know. We always around each other. We always in the locker room having fun. We always in the meetings. We always talking to each other after practice. But the reason he couldn't do that is because he never earned his stripes. He came in the facility and just thought he had a made for him. Like, if you know what it takes to win, you're not going to go to practice and drop hella punts and then have excuses. excuses to why you're dropping him. You know, you're not going to go in a special teams meeting and get cussed out by the special team coordinator. Like, it's just certain things that's not going to happen if you truly know what it takes to win. So I feel like it's always two sides to it. And I'm a realist, so I'm always keeping it 100. Like I said, I'm going to keep it 100 with that. Like I said, I'm actually proud of him for being able to go there and make those plays, like, late in the season. You know, because I'm sure when he came to the Jets, he wasn't expecting to go back to Kansas City at the same year or whatever. You know what I mean? So I'm proud of him for being able to win the Super Bowl. I'm proud of him for being able to, you know, make that catch to end the game.
It's funny. It starts out with him kind of going after him, and then by the end, he's like, I'm proud that he was able to win a Super Bowl.
Almost cost his team, too, in the playoffs. Hartman.
Yeah.
But, I mean, at the end of the day, he ends up winning his third Super Bowl. Here's the problem with this whole thing is, and I understand exactly what Sauce is saying. And I think what he's saying is that the expectation can't be you just stroll into the locker room because of what you achieved, what you achieved in a different place, and just expect that you're going to garner all this respect if you're not doing the right things. If you come in, you're going to naturally have some respect already because you
right.
have
there's some gravitas there built in.
You have the championship,
right?
Right, and then we don't. So we're looking at you to show us what it looks like. And Mecole Hardman talked about that. Like, you know, Andy Reid, you know, if Patrick's wearing yellow cleats and they tell, and you're not supposed to be wearing yellow cleats, he'll send them back in. Okay, well, if that's what you saw, that's how you should act then.
Right.
You're supposed to be here
bring
to
that with
help
you.
Us.
Right.
And if it's not, if it's, hey, I already made it, I don't need to practice
that
harder.
That sucks, because you figure one of the benefits you get from Mecole Hardman is that he knows how to win.
Well, he's on
learned
the other
that.
Side. He's holding you accountable.
Right.
That's
he's,
not how it's supposed to
be. He's been groomed to be that guy.
Right.
Now he goes elsewhere and he brings that with him. And if he does the opposite, yeah, that's brutal.
Right. And I think that's where the disconnect was. Is you can't just strut around here and do your own thing.
And he stunk.
And on top of that, he wasn't very good.
Right.
Like, I mean, he had
you
one
could
catch.
Get away with that a little more if you're productive.
No, I know, but you're also, I mean, you understand, you're going to a new team. So, like, you can go in there and people have a certain opinion of you, and you, like, and, you know, I'm sure with him, knowing that he played for the Chiefs and he won two Super Bowls, like, yeah, that's important stuff.
Yeah, you look up to somebody like that.
But then you come in and you're the opposite of that, and your attitude stinks. You're getting cussed out by special, you know, you don't want to, you know, I'm not going to return punts, or you're messing around in practice. Yeah, I mean, That would rub me the wrong way too,
RJ. I know it's stuff you missed is the name of the segment, but could you go back to the Aaron Rodgers stuff when you do it?
Oh, I think out of respect to Rick,
you think he'll move on from that?
I'm scared Rick is just going to. I don't really know. I'm having a tough time, much like charting the future for Aaron.
All the answers are right inside me.
I'm having a tough time on what this all means for Rick.
What happens if like. You show up one day and you learn here with us that he's going to be leaving to take the...
Thank you. Thanks for letting me have the later slot, too. I get to sleep in a little bit.
Yeah, the potential of being the VP.
Yeah, I don't know what I do. I don't know. Maybe I just press all the sound on the soundboard, speaking different... I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You have to wait and find out.
I look forward to that.
Yeah.
Raymond?
Set you up well in free agency, too, when there's a real thought that your quarterback may leave.
Let's hear what RJ has to say.
Now.
See ya! Bang! The you missed.
For as fun as this is,
yeah,
I'm sorry, Rick.
Are you really sorry?
I feel bad for him, like as a friend who is a big fan of this team.
Are okay? Is it worth it for this to be happening for you, for him to have to endure it?
For today, for one day.
So you want this to be untrue, and he continues to be the Jets quarterback?
Oh, if Aaron Rodgers actually leaves. like we come in tomorrow and he's actually gone.
You know what? You laugh. Can you say there's no chance that happens?
Again, like RJ said, more than zero, greater than zero.
I don't know how to make like a comparison.
There is no comparison.
I know
it doesn't exist.
I know we keep saying this, Rick, and we're laughing, but I'm really sorry.
Are you really sorry?
I did say that I'm like kind of preying on the Jets' downfall, but this is a different thing entirely.
Like,
this is terrible.
All right, RJ, let's get the stuff you missed, please.
All right, we move on.
I don't know much about the Aaron Rodgers, if you could lead with that.
There are, by the way, 15, Dave, I don't know if you're interested or not, there are 15 positions in a president's cabinet to fill. So,
well, Hackett's got to get one.
Yep.
Donald Driver.
We can go down the list later.
Tim Boyle.
I got the list right
Jordy
here.
Nelson.
We could go down it later.
Bakhtiari. Yeah.
Mercedes Lewis.
Yeah.
So I normally get made fun of for this, but we haven't talked about it. Am I putting the Knicks in this section or no?
Devontae Adams.
Okay, now hang on a second. We spent a ton of time. Well, into the Knicks, but we spent a ton of time on the Knicks.
But it's been a couple hours.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Well, Knicks won by a lot.
That's all you got?
That's it?
I don't know what I'm allowed to say.
You can say as much as you want.
You want to play some sound?
Throw a fun OG stat in there or something.
Yeah. Oh, Knicks win 106. 76ers once again held to 79 points, which is not great. Josh Hart, nice, big, triple-double. OG at 14, comes back from his 18-game absence. Knicks shot, nice, tidy, 50%. Look faster. Bing, bong. Didn't turn the ball over. Rick, what was your stat about the plus-minus with OG?
OG in his time with the Knicks is plus 282 in 528 minutes.
It's pretty remarkable.
All of it. Knicks holding tight. They were bailing water for a while. Still in the four spot in the game up on the.
I don't want the four spot.
Magic. I want yeah. Three of the six.
Yeah, but to get to three.
Take the two, but three of six is good.
Three is possible.
By the way, Sixers last night, you know how many points they scored in their first quarter? 14.
Sixers got 14, yeah.
Didn't they score 15 in the game before?
So it was 15-15 in the first one.
That was unbelievable.
That was.
Like I know we joke, and it's a lot of hyperbole, and it's a lot of, you know, recency bias. That Sixers-Knicks game on Sunday
horrifying.
Was one of the worst NBA games I've ever seen in my life.
Probably ever played.
Probably.
Yeah. Elsewhere around the association, Kawhi Leonard left last night. Back spasms. Played only 12 minutes against the T-Wolves. Minnesota wins that game by 18-37 from Anthony Edwards. Steph Curry has been cleared to resume on-court activity. Makes his way back from that injury. Karl Anthony Towns had that meniscus surgery that we were talking about for a while. A couple of moves for the Giants. We touched on a few of them, but if you missed them, Drew Locke, 1 year, $5 million deal. Giants also agreed to 1 year deal with former Patriot Jalen Mills, and Brian Daboll reunited with Isaiah McKenzie from his Buffalo days. Falcons get Darnell Mooney, give Kirk Cousins a new weapon. Commanders sign Marcus Mariota, Shaq Barrett to the Dolphins. The Houston Texans seem like they're going to be a problem for quite some time. Danielle Hunter, 2 years, $49 million. Who has a problem on his hands is Deontay Johnson. He is now a Carolina Panther.
They had to do something.
They got Robert Hunt, though.
Yeah, $100 million.
Lots of money.
And they got another guard, too, didn't they?
Trying to protect Bryce Young up the middle.
Certainly are.
He's not big. Have you seen him?
No, he's not.
Wow, look at John Winthrop in a suit. This is nice.
He's got a suit on.
This is nice. Patrick Mahomes restructured his deal, frees up $21 million in cap space for the Chiefs. Levante David back with the Bucks for a 13th season. Eagles bring back corner CJ Gardner-Johnson, 3 years. I should say defensive back, plays both. 3 years, $33 million. He was on the Lions. And Steelers bring in Patrick Queen, 3 years, $41 million, stealing from a division rival.
Did you see what Lamar Jackson tweeted?
Oh, you're dead to me.
Yeah, you're dead to me.
Clever.
Patrick Queen.
Clever. Time now for your tournament update, driven by Nissan. Some bids were punched last night. South Dakota State beats Denver in the Summit League title game. St. Mary's beats Gonzaga in the WCC championship.
Yeah, but the Zags will get in, so that's not a crushing loss for them.
Charleston over Stony Brook. Yeah. CAA championship heartbreaker in overtime for Stony Brook. Came so close.
It's a real shame.
Oakland will represent the Horizon League.
That's Oakland, Milwaukee. Michigan, by the way.
That's right.
Yep.
And Wagner over Merrimack in the NEC championship. By the way,
I watched that.
You see what Louis? Did you?
You see the ref take the ball
about it before?
Face.
Yeah. So Staten Island's own will be going to the Big Dance.
Cassie's dad played basketball at Wagner.
Did he really?
Really?
Yep. I had no idea of this.
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing. You see what Louisville did? They lose in the ACC tournament, then they fire their coach.
Yeah.
Kenny Payne.
Well, he was very bad.
It was not going well.
Well, they had the woman's coach. You see the woman's coach that got fired right after the game?
In the press conference.
Before she got to the press conference.
They asked her, like, what do you think about next season? She's like, well, I just found out I'll be fired.
I won't be here.
Yeah.
That's troubling.
I'm running for vice president.
You joke. That was the tournament update driven by Nissan, coming at you with all the excitement of a Hollywood blockbuster at the Nissan Thrill of the Drive sales event. Shop impressive savings at NissanUSA.com today. Igor, boy, according to Jen Winthrop, he's got his glove back.
And he looks good. Is that how John broke down Igor's performance?
That was in the group chat, yeah. 28 saves, second straight shutout for the Rangers. 1-0 win, big win over the Hurricanes.
Fun.
Adam Fox, lone goal in that game. Matt Rempe, we haven't talked about this, suspended 4 games. Too much?
Yes.
Feels like too much.
I was surprised 5. Especially looking at back some of the.
Please explain how the NHL handles discipline, because it feels like they throw darts. They feels like they throw darts at a board.
4 games, sorry.
Four games seems too much. I'll agree with that, but that hit was dirty. It was dirty. Yeah, and it was vicious.
Right, but it's his first time being... No, he had a couple questionable hits, but it's the first time being really reprimanded. Well,
remember,
for one
he
of
did
the
get
hits.
He did get a misconduct in the first Devils game, like literally
right, when he killed Bastion. Yeah, right.
He killed Bastion,
and so. He said he had a big hit on Labushkin. But I mean, you still look at the Brendan Gallagher hit on Adam Pellick. That was like
a, right. You can't compare that hit to this hit.
No,
but what he did is, in my opinion, was worthy of suspension.
Yeah, but first time you would have thought like one, two games maybe. Okay. I didn't think he'd get suspended. That may be a fine, but...
Ilya Yabushkin. It's a real person.
Labushkin.
Save that. Sandy, I'm going to get
that. That was nice.
I was just putting a first name to the last time. Blue Jays over the Yankees, 8-1, as we await horrifying news. That really can't be good in any
way. What do you think? You have no doubt that this is going to be awful, don't you?
It can't be. It's just a matter of how bad.
Right.
It really, really is.
I'm going to offer you right now, he is back July 15th.
Yes.
You take it?
Yes.
August 1.
Yes.
Wow.
I wonder, though, like, in just with how important the season is and only having Soto for this one season, if they told him it was, let's say it was like a partially torn UCL, and they said, hey, we can rehab this thing for a couple, you know, so let's say a month or whatever it is, and you can pitch through it, but there's a real chance it could, like, we're going to have to fix
it.
Do you just say, let's try to get through this one and we'll get it, you know, get it fixed at the end of the season?
I mean, I think you're Gerrit Cole, you got to think of what's best for you first and foremost.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you have like a...
Yeah, but I think doctors are always going to be like, we're going to fix it.
Do you want to wait till August and then fix and then miss all of next year?
Well, which season's more important? You know, there's no... I mean,
worried about season by season. If I'm Gerrit Cole, I'm thinking about the longevity of my career.
Yeah, and he can opt out and get that nice cushy deal.
Well, he can't.
Well, or they can promise. Yeah. Nats over the Mets 4-1. Jose Quintana, good for scoreless. Nice. Mets also, according to John Heyman, chumming it up with J.D. Martinez.
There's interest on both sides here.
That is what they say. And Arsenal, back in the Champions League quarters for the first time since 2010.
Yes. It's been quite some time since Arsenal's been to the quarters.
You joke. That's a big story.
I'm excited you were.
You don't have to convince me. I love the...
The what?
The Arsenal team.
Okay. that's the bleep you missed.
That's it. That was nice.
Yabushkin.
That's really nice.
Yabushkin.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
This is according to the Spotrac, because everyone in the NFL, as John Winthrop came in here losing his mind about. We'll have to get in compliance with the salary cap here shortly. Top 2024 cap hits. Deshaun Watson's cap at this season, $63.9 million. Dak Prescott, $59.4 million. Daniel Jones has the fifth highest cap hit for the season.
That's good. Great.
$47 million. Top non-quarterback salary cap hits. Ready for this?
Can I take a guess?
You can take a guess if you'd like.
I think Keenan Allen is a big one.
Okay. That's he's three.
Okay.
34.7.
34.7. I don't know. Mike Williams on there?
Yeah, four of the top five are all on the same team.
Khalil Mack.
Khalil Mack's one. Joey Bosa is two. Keenan Allen is three. And Mike Williams is five. So they got some work to do. So look for keep an eye out for Mike Williams and Keenan Allen.
Yeah, I think like Mike Williams would be extremely enticing to the Jets, except for I'm just concerned about that injury.
The injuries, yeah. Keenan Allen would be a huge upgrade, too.
Huge. He's awesome.
Especially as a compliment to
He's awesome.
Especially as a compliment to Garrett Wilson.
And with Tyrod Taylor throwing the ball to those guys, look out.
I mean, you're not going to stop with this.
It's too good not to. It's yeah. And I actually do feel badly that you have to bear the brunt of this, but RJ, don't we owe it to ourselves that we have to take full advantage of this story?
Yes, but I hope it's a short term.
No. So you don't want him to leave to run for VP?
Yes. I'm hoping by the time...
Yes,
like,
you don't want him to.
Well, correct. I'm hoping by the time the draft comes around, like, we know that Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback.
Yeah, by the time he leaves, like, how much longer can you continue to make it a story? Like, he wouldn't be a member of the Jets anymore. Like, it'd be...
Well, I think the story would now... It would pivot to... It's just
Zach Wilson
story.
Still on the team, though, right?
Yeah, Zach Wilson is still
okay,
on the team.
Okay, so maybe you revisit that.
No, I don't think we
see
revisit
if you can
that. No.
Maybe make it work.
We trade for Justin Fields, and then we move forward.
I tell you get Justin Fields, you wouldn't be horrified.
No, I would not be horrified.
I mean, he's got a lot of tools. Very talented kid.
Yeah, I mean, you still have Nathaniel Hackett as your offensive coordinator. Like, give me a list of people that I think could get the best out of.
Well, okay,
Justin
Here's
Fields.
The thing. Aaron Rodgers goes. I fire Justin Nathaniel Hackett
immediately
before Rodgers leaves the.
Well, they
state.
Already tried to bring in Arthur Smith to help out, but he took the job in Pittsburgh.
Let's go to Sean in Homedale. Hi, Sean. You're on 98.7.
Hello. I'm Sean. I'm 20 years old. I'm in Homedale right now.
All right, so let me ask you a question. Being serious now. I said Sean in Homedale.
Yeah.
You then repeated, this is Sean. We knew that.
And his age.
And how old you are.
My bad. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay, Sean. Don't let Sean.
No.
I'm happy to know that you're 21 and you're
He's 20.
Homedale.
Are you nervous? Is that why that happened?
No, I just have some things to say about the Giants.
Okay.
And basically, this is what I have to say. I've noticed a lot of people getting mad directly at Saquon Barkley, calling him a traitor and all this nonsense. But, like, the man wanted the bag. He wanted the bag, and the Giants weren't willing to pay him. So I don't understand why all the frustration is directed at him. You know, if you really think Saquon Barkley is a game-changing talent, which I don't know if he is at this point in his career, you know, you pay him the money. You get mad at management. I don't understand
it's misguided. I think it's misguided, Sean. I told Dave this yesterday. It's misguided. I mean, he made it pretty clear that he wanted to be a Giant for life. They didn't want to pay him.
That's right.
This is his last chance to get, I mean, a long-term deal and secure
The only reason
a big
it's so
payday.
Bad is because it's the Eagles. If he
That's
went
it.
To the Texans, this wouldn't even be that big
right.
of a story.
And plus, I mean, for a lot of people, it's about the laundry, not the player. So rather than blame the team for how they handled this, you'll blame the player.
Right. Because the team is your 50-year wife. And the player is your mistress. You'll kick them to the curb. The wife at the end of the day is the one you're always going to defend.
Yeah, this is to make another marriage analogy. This is just you and your wife didn't work out, and you go your separate ways. You want her to be happy, unless her being happy is with your best friend.
That'd be bad luck.
You're right.
Right.
That's not what you want.
Right. I hope.
Or the person.
I
you
wish
hate
all the best.
Most.
For
Actually,
you.
The person you hate the most. Like you're like your arch nemesis in life.
You have a person you hate the most. There's somebody that walks the earth that you're like, I hate him the most or her the most.
No, I think it changes. I don't have like one specific person.
RJ,
that
do you
I
have
hate
that person?
Most?
A person that walks the earth that you hate the most. You can like point your finger at him and be like, I hate that person.
No. I could come up with some people.
But you don't have that top of your head.
No.
I bet you Raymond does. Raymond, do you know who your most hated person is?
No, and see, I make it a point not to actively hate people.
Right.
I don't have a person that I point to as I hate that person. Like, there are people that I can't stand,
like
and I have strong feelings.
Who do you hate?
Maybe we could talk about it off air.
All right,
but I mean, I don't have that one person that my mind automatically goes to.
There was someone that used to work.
Hate is a strong word.
Hated.
Hate is a strong word.
Hated.
Oh, I think I know who you're talking about.
I think I know who you're talking about too.
Yeah. Hated.
Not well liked.
Yeah, we all know who you're talking about.
Yeah, well, you guys know who I'm talking about. Oh, Mike, I hated this person.
And you weren't alone in hating this person.
I hated a guy yesterday. Like, hated him, despised him.
What would he do?
Pull up to a stop sign, notice to my left that there's a cop sitting there waiting for somebody to just not stop at, just pause at the stop sign because
right.
I'm going to bang you out. So I stopped, did the 1, 2, 3.
Honked you?
STOP. Honked me.
Really?
As I'm at
As he saw the cop there?
No, he didn't see the cop. Just lays on the horn. And I was like, you know what? The cop should pull him over
and give him a ticket for horn blowing.
Because I'm doing the right thing.
Yeah, you are. By the way, morning roast, Friday morning, I'm ready to go.
Already?
Wow. Ready to go. Fully armed and ready to go.
It's the most prepared you've ever been.
Ever been. I think you'll like it, too.
I wish John prepared that suit before he wore it.
It's not a suit.
Whatever it is.
It's a sport jacket and slacks.
You think it matches well?
Listen,
be honest.
I like John too much. No, I'm not going to do this.
See,
but here's the thing. RJ says, boy, John's wearing a suit. John walks in. That's not a suit.
No, that's slacks in a jacket.
A suit you buy in combination together.
Well, the pants and the jacket match.
Right.
Yeah.
That's not a suit jacket. No, that's not suit pants. There's nothing suit-like about that. Jacket.
So I'm building up the aura that is John to make him sound very big and important. And you just got to tear it right down.
Not tearing anything down. You sold a bill of goods. I didn't see him because where I'm sitting, I can't see him. You said suit. He walks in. That's not a suit. It's your fault.
Why are you being so literal?
Not being literal.
Where are your glasses, by the way? Maybe that's why you couldn't see anything.
I can't see that.
Yeah, but you bought glasses. You don't wear them.
Unless I have X-ray vision, I can't see where he is. He was trying to pick bananas this way. You know what? Forget it. Let's go to Talon. I never heard that name. Talon, Florida. Hi.
It's like my third time here. How you guys doing?
What's up, Talon? What's up, baby?
I'm good. Fire upon the company, first of all. Okay, so Aaron Rodgers, I heard you guys complaining that how is he going to play and go on tour at the same time? The NFL has tour dates. Every away game is a tour date. You can't be on the away games. Like, what's the problem here?
I think we all recognize what the problem is.
You can't run for the second highest position in the country and be fully invested with the Jets.
With the Jets.
It can't be. Quote, Mr. Kennedy said he's been speaking with the Jets quarterback, quote, pretty continuously for about the past month.
Yeah. That's what I said. It's been a month. So you went on the podcast and said 2-3-4 years. Is it the same time you're having a conversation about maybe running for vice president?
Here's the thing, though.
Let me just say this, though. We sit here and we joke about it and talk about it. But, I mean, for a second, try to put yourself in Aaron Rodgers' shoes.
Okay.
And think about what must be going on in his mind right now.
I don't think I could ever figure out what's going on in his mind.
No, I don't think so either. But just like to be in a spot where it's like, I have this amazing opportunity to be the quarterback of the Jets, right? Like make up for the fact they only played 4 plays, hopefully win a championship.
Right.
Or all of a sudden now, as my career comes to an end, I have this new door that just completely opened.
But your career is not over. And you committed to the Jets.
I get it. But you also have the opportunity now where it's, if you're interested in, he's clearly interested in this stuff. He's interested in politics and all those different things.
Which is fine.
But I'm just saying, like, could you imagine being presented that kind of opportunity? Where, yes, I love to do this, but I also am very interested in this. And it's not like, hey, you want to tag along and be a part of the process in the campaign. No, that's not what this is. Like, he's not saying, I would retire from being the Jets quarterback because I want to be involved with the campaign, you know, check it out, help you. This is, I want you to be the vice president on this ticket.
The best of both worlds would be if they let him take time away from the Jets to campaign, travel the country, you know, shake hands, kiss babies.
Why can't you have an adult conversation with me?
And then he can come back and he can tell the stories of what it was like on the road.
Great.
And
everyone would love that. Takes over for
the second half of the season.
Everyone would love
September,
that.
October, not here, early November, perfect. Back and ready to roll.
He gets to come back as the conquering hero, just like he wanted to last year.
And yeah, maybe we get sent to the show on the campaign trail.
You know what? It's a great idea.
I don't know if that's happening.
Why?
Why?
If Rodgers leaves and wins, do you get your second round pick back?
I think you should get a compensatory, like, couple of ones. I think the NFL steps in and says, listen, we've never seen anything like this before. You get 4 ones. I think is the way to go. All right, Melange time. 1-800-919-3776. What?
I would consider that.
4 ones?
Yeah, for that.
Of course you would. You'd take 4 ones if he would go away right now.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing?
your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Last night, great night in New York sports.
Oh, yeah.
Knicks with a gorgeous win. Rangers with a big-time victory. Knicks was so satisfying because it was just a thorough domination. And on the heels of what you saw on Sunday, it made you feel so good and confident. And again, OG, like we've discussed, he's that level of difference maker. He's back, and it all kind of fell into place last night.
Well, I think there was a level of excitement, too. Just, I mean, there were excitement's the word, to see what he was going to look like, right? I mean, you saw in January what kind of, you know, impact he had on this team. And, you know, as you slowly saw, you know, pieces of this team kind of ripped away, your best players ripped away, you couldn't wait. And especially coming on, you know, on the heels of a disgusting basketball game, a brutal loss where you scored 73 points. It's like, okay, I mean, you look at how jumbled up the East is, and you have an opportunity now. I know Maxey's back, but still no Joel Embiid. And also with the tiebreaker implications, right? That, you know, OG back, let's see what it looks like. And he comes back, he looked good. Team, they look like a completely different team.
Now, Cleveland has a lot of injuries, too. We're talking about catching Cleveland. I think yes. Mobley's out, right? Mm-hmm. Donovan Mitchell is obviously out. And, I mean, what length of time is he going to be out for?
Well, that's, I mean, with the PRP and everything else, that's something
that's a real injury.
Yeah, that's something probably going to linger a little bit. But.
Okay. So you're three games and a loss behind them. Can you catch Cleveland for that third spot? Because that, to me, is the big difference maker.
I think there's a chance. I think it depends on, too, when Julius is back, when he's cleared for full contact. But, I mean, good first step with OG coming back. And it sounds like Mitch is going to be clear for some contact here coming up shortly. But, I mean, you see the immediate impact he has defensively with this team, what the offense looked like. I mean, it's just it's a huge piece of your team that you haven't been with. It's not funny.
Listen, the Get Up is now doing a whole thing on Aaron Rodgers.
We're talking about.
Get rid of the MVP.
Yeah, it's just VP.
Just VP.
Yeah.
Well, we're talking Knicks.
Listen, the proof is in the pudding with OG. I mean, they played 15 games with him, and they're 13-2 with him in the lineup.
Yeah, he's a tremendous difference maker. And you know what the funny thing is? And I'll be honest with you, upon hearing of that trade, I think it was New Year's Eve? It was right around there. It might have been the 30th of December. My initial thought was, boy, that's a lot. RJ Barrett, Emmanuel Quickley, I thought maybe he gave up too much. I guess, and I'll fall on the sword here. I guess I didn't realize how good and what a difference maker OG actually is.
Well, how good he was, and also how much better it would fit.
Right.
Like, I mean, defensively, you were better. Offensively, you were better. You also had, I mean, when you think about it, you had three left-handed scorers, too. That was the other thing. Brunson, Randall, and
Barrett and Randall were kind of
redundant.
They don't fit together.
No, they don't fit together. It's just, and the other thing, too, is when you watched that game last night, what I was really impressed with, because the first game against the Sixers was a complete mess. I mean, turnovers all over the place. They shot really poorly. But last night, I mean, I gave you the stat earlier in the show. First half of that game, 18-point lead going into halftime. They had 20 assists on 24 made field goals. For the game, they had 32 assists on 40 made field goals.
So I know you don't have it in front of you, but just look this up. So they had 32 assists?
32 assists.
How many assists did they have on Sunday? Like, I'm watching the game last night. It was like I was watching a completely different basketball team
assists,
play.
Turnovers. How much better they shot the ball?
Ball movement. Just
shot over 50% last night.
But even just like the fact that last night they were energized, they were motivated, they looked alive. They looked like they were the walking dead on Sunday during that game.
I think it starts to wear on you, man. It does. When you're, I mean, when you're playing shorthanded for as long as that they've, you know, as long as they've had to play shorthanded.
Right. I mean, Dante DiVincenzo, I love him. I love him. He cannot be my second option.
They had 19 assists.
And they had 32 last
32
night?
32 last night.
Yeah, I mean, that's an enormous difference.
Right. And they also shot 32.5% in that game.
You've now held three consecutive opponents to less than 80, 80 points.
First time since 2001.
And nowadays in the NBA, you don't hold teams to less than 80 points.
No. You can go back to that Orlando game, man. That was one of the more impressive wins. And then to follow it up with that awful, awful showing.
You know what the funny thing is? So the Orlando game was Friday. We didn't even get a chance to bask in the glory of that game because when we came on the air Monday, it was all on how horrible Sunday was.
Yep.
Like if they had been flipped, if it was Friday was the awful and Sunday was the great, you'd do the show Monday and you'd be ecstatic. But because we didn't, so we never got to enjoy the Friday. We buried them for the Sunday, which was terrible. But I think we've given them their flowers for what they did last night.
Yeah, I think the real question just, I mean, this entire time with no OG and no Julius and or Mitch was just like how long could they keep themselves?
Yeah, how long could you tread water for before it fell apart?
And now all of a sudden you get that one big piece back, and you could see what it did to them. I honestly believe that. I think just having him back, knowing how important he is to that team, that does something for you energy wise. And they went out and they laid it on.
They certainly had it.
They laid it on Philly last night.
Whether it was OG or whether it was an embarrassment for what happened on Sunday, whether
probably a little both.
Tibbs got into them, whether it was they got good night's sleep. Like I don't know what it was, but. Yeah, that was a complete 180 from what they were Sunday to what they were last night.
The other thing I really like about this team, there's a lot of things, but I was listening to Jalen Brunson. I don't know if it was a podcast or whatever it was, and they asked him about Tibbs. And you know how I feel about how important it is for a team when your head coach and your best player, if you're lucky enough to have that with your best player, your best player is kind of like the leader of the team, are on the same page, how important that is, how powerful that is. Like hearing him talk about Tibbs, man, and how prepared Tibbs is, he's like, this guy is all about basketball. He goes, we go game planning. You ask him a question, he's got three different answers for you for that question. Like, that's how prepared Tibbs is. And you can just say, like, it's pretty easy to see why this thing is working now the way you hoped.
Can I give you a little NFL update? I think Giants fans will be certainly intrigued by this, as will Raymond and the Cowboys. Ian Rappaport, 13 minutes ago, says, as the Packers have rebuilt their running back room, free agent running back A.J. Dillon has several options outside of Green Bay. Giants, Colts, Cowboys, the three leaders for A.J. Dillon right now.
Yeah, unless he's signing for $2 million, the Cowboys are out.
Yeah, see, that's the thing.
He's dead.
Yeah, well, they don't spend money. He said they weren't going to spend money. They're not spending money.
Yeah, I told you this.
Who are they going to use at running back?
Probably a bunch of free agents and Deuce Vaughn.
Deucey.
Deuce, 5'5", Deuce Vaughn's going to be our running back one. It's going to be great.
Why are they not going to spend any money, though?
So they can blame the quarterback for making too much money when they inevitably fail again.
Didn't the owner just say they're going to be all in?
Well, maybe not all in. Hey, Dave, breaking news. He lied.
Signing CD and Micah.
I don't like this version of Ray.
This is not the fun version.
No. Where it's like that I can go after because he's dead.
Dead inside.
Yeah.
It's like beating up on a dead body.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
It's not fun.
It's not fun. No, you've killed positive, right, confident, cocky Ray.
Would you like to have fun and do three stars?
It's like when your wife's like, okay.
Grill is gone.
Yeah, yes, Raymond, I would like to do three
stars.
We
all know what that is. We've all had that.
Today's three stars.
How's the song go? The thrill is gone. The thrill is gone.
He's singing again.
Yeah, because he loves
number
it.
Three.
Let's start where we started the show, with a retraction.
You put Saquon on the boat.
Everyone was on the boat.
Saquon wasn't even in the NFL.
I understand that.
Yeah, Saquon was still at Penn State. He was not on the boat trip with the Giants. So he literally did nothing wrong while a member of the New York
Giants.
Nothing. Nope. Not a thing. Not a thing.
Number two.
Jeopardy.
Joe. It was Magic Johnson.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Diane.
It was Wayne Gretzky.
Wayne Gretzky. We're talking about hockey.
That's right.
The NBA.
That's actually Alex Trebek.
So this is Ken Jennings' audio.
No, not at all. But playing that clip led to another Dave Rothenberg freakout. Go figure.
Here's Sauce Gardner.
If you really know what it is, what it takes to win.
Here's OG Anunoby.
A lot better.
Great. Mike Greene.
If you're a Giant,
Michael
and you're
K.
I think.
That's
and this
right.
is just for me.
You know what I'll do? Here's what I'll do.
If you're a Giant, I think. And this is just for me. It's not for anybody.
Quality.
quality radio.
But you know what? Over each other,
all those guys. It led to a great Stump Rothenberg where we revisited that Wayne Gretzky question and we learned.
Do horses eat ore?
That horses eat ore.
Number one.
Aaron Rodgers.
J-E-T-S. Jets, Jets, Jets.
Are you going to run for VP?
All the answers are right inside me.
Mm.
Thank you. Thanks for letting me have the later slot, too. I can sleep in a little bit.
You know what, Rick? It pays to know people in power.
You have any idea who he is?
Yeah, he's a legend.
Just relax.
You'll have a glass of scotch and chill out a little bit.
Rodgers is here to win.
R-E-L-A-X. Relax.
Win the VP role.
Elite. This guy, he is
maybe
elite.
He should be open tomorrow.
It's rule 76.
No excuses to play like a champion. It's DPH Rothenberg and
Carpe Omnia, Aaron. Carpe Omnia.
98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.